Whoever hath a spirit purged of desires will at once behold the presence and the holy porch. When Muhammad was purged of this fire and smoke, wheresoever he turned his face was the face of Allah. Inasmuch as thou art a friend to the evil suggestions of the malign one, how wilt thou know there is the face of Allah? Everyone in whose breast the gate is opened will behold from every city the sun. God is manifest amongst others as the moon amidst the stars. Lay two finger ends on thy two eyes, and wilt thou see aught of the world? Deal justly. If thou dost not see this world, it is not non-existent. The fault lies not, save in the figure of thy evil self. Come, lift the finger from thine eye, and then behold whatsoever thou wishest. To Noah his people said, Where is the divine recompense? He said, On the other side of, they cover themselves with their garments. Ye have wrapped your faces and heads in your clothes. Of necessity, ye have eyes and see not. Man is eye, and the rest is skin. The sight of that is seeing the beloved. When there is not sight of the beloved, it is better blind. The beloved, who is not everlasting, is better afar. When the ambassador of Rum admitted these fresh words into his hearing, he became more full of longing. He fixed his eye on seeking Umar. He let his baggage and horse be lost. He was going in every direction after that man of accomplishment, inquiring madly for him, saying, Can there be in the world such a man, and he be hid like a spirit from the world? He sought him that he might be as a slave to him. Inevitably, the seeker is a finder. An Arab woman of the desert saw that he was a stranger guest. Look, said she, there is Umar under that palm. There he is under the palm tree, apart from the people. Behold, the shadow of God, asleep in the shade.
How was it? Any question? Any question now?
The last line.
You see what was that? This is just the beginning. Okay, the beginning, you are the fellow who is looking for something. And you're looking for some visible, understandable stuff to see. And like a palace of the God. And you will be told he doesn't have such a thing. His spirit is illuminated. That's what it is. Then he explained that, okay, this is what it is, and you don't see it. Why? First of all, clean your eyes from the hair of cause. There was something like that. Because later he will explain, right at the beginning of book 2, when he's talking about the knowledge, he will say, one little hair. Being in your eyes, you see in the sky a beautiful moon. This is the illusion. Here he will say your illusion is cause. Because you believe in cause and effect. Clean that up. Of course you don't see what we see. It's like you have your fingers up on your eyes. Open your eyes. You will see what we mean, but you have to see it. So the narration goes like that. It's a very smooth narrative stuff that is explaining something unexplainable. He's explaining that, listen, here there is something that you should see. But you don't, because you're looking differently. You have closed your eyes for everything but the physical existence and reality. You're blind to the rest. And you know what? The human being to us is only the vision. The rest is the skin and the bone and nothing. And you know what is a vision? To see the beloved. The rest is not vision. But you don't. You have to be careful and try to open that eye. Do something. And that something was told to you, remember? Mainly, second paragraph of the book. In the first paragraph he explained that, excuse me, you believe in rules and you don't understand the exception. Remember, that was the first paragraph, right? In the second paragraph, okay, now let's go and visit the other universe, dreaming. Then he talked about the people who opened their eyes and they, apparently they don't exist, but they exist. Remember over there, he was talking about the existence and non-existence and imagination, that everything is based on imagination and all that. Second paragraph, he will repeat all of that. Then a curious thing happens. This messenger will let these beautiful new words to sink in his ears. The word is not reading or reciting. Then the translation was what? The translation was hearing. When the ambassador of Rome admitted this fresh word into his hearing, here in the book is that sama, bringing in sama. You know, sama is much deeper than hearing. Sama is that state of ecstasy. He got it that way. Therefore, he did some things which has been told to be to do. For example, at the end of paragraph 1, what happened? Do you remember the king at the end? Taking off the shoes, barefooted, right? Here, the guy will come here and is looking for some place for his belongings and the horse. Horse is the one you're riding on, right? And your belonging, whatever you have, right? That's what you care about, right? Let go of those. He let go of these two. Do you remember the Hakim told the king, empty the house. Not even the friends should be in. Throw away all the thing that belongs to that reality and open your eyes to the other side of the universe, the essential one, the essence. That was the whole idea. Right from the beginning, he's looking for a place for his horse and the belonging. Then he's looking for the palace, then is the cross, then he will talk about Muhammad, how he changed, how his eye changed. So he will see something you cannot see, and when you don't see it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? Therefore, you should open your eyes to the new reality, to the other side. And he quoted something from Quran. In Quran, God will refer to the people as mainly the Muzammil. Means someone who has hidden under a scarf or something. Here is another word for that. And there will be so many differences with different thing, talking about you covering up yourself. You blindfold yourself. That's what they mean. Noah will say, that's why you don't see it coming. And the vision is nothing but looking at that, period, that was it. Simple, right? You facing the problem. So let's see what will happen to you. You realize that you are entering this story. In the entrance, you have been identified as you are, and you are asked to open your eyes to something different. Let's see, that's something different. Yes?
Why did you reference the shadow of that?
Why the reference?
And what's he trying to convey with saying?
Uh-huh. Okay, he will talk about the place you could find this essence we are talking about. It's under a palm tree. Why? Oh, palm tree is the source of light for all Arabs. But for us, light tree, palm tree will remind us what?
Thanks.
A birth.
Bird.
The birth of Jesus Christ is under a palm tree. That's how it happens. It's not in a barn. It's under that tree because the holy virgin thought is resting under the tree of growing and the growth